Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Tisol Podcast. This is Safwan Mustafa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, series number 7. Kindness and generosity shown to the people. These are nearly all the public acts related by historians in which Muhammad took part in the first 15 years of his marriage to Khadija. As for his private life, he is described to have been ever helpful to the needy and the helpless. His uncle Abu Talib had fallen into distress through his endeavors to maintain the old position of his family. Muhammad, being rather rich at this time by his alliance with Khadija, tried to discharge part of the debt of gratitude and obligation which he owed to his uncle by undertaking the bringing up and education of his son Ali. A year later, he adopted Akil, another of his uncle's sons. Khadija bore Muhammad 3 sons and 4 daughters. All the males died in childhood, but in loving Ali, he found much consolation. About this time, Muhammad set a good example of kindness, which created a salutary effect upon his people. His wife Khadija had made him a present of a young slave named Zayd ibn Haritha, who had been brought as a captive to Mecca and sold to Khadija. When Haritha heard that Muhammad possessed Zayd, he came to Mecca and offered a large sum for his ransom. Wherever Muhammad said, "Let Zayd come here, and if he chooses to go with you, take him without ransom. But if it be his choice to stay with me, why should I not keep him?" Zayd, being brought into Muhammad's presence, declared that he would stay with his master, who treated him as if he was his only son. Muhammad no sooner heard this than he took Zayd by the hand and led him to the black stone of Kaaba, where he publicly adopted him as his son, to which the father acquiesced and returned home well satisfied. Henceforward, Zayd was called the son of Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now approaching his 40th year, and his mind was ever engaged in profound contemplation and reflection. Before him lay his country, bleeding and torn by fratricidal wars and intolerable dissensions. His people sunk in barbarism, addicted to the observation of rites and superstitions, where, with all their desert, virtuous, lawless and cruel. His 2 visits to Syria had opened to him a scene of unutterable moral and social desolation. Rival creeds and sects tearing each other to pieces, carrying their hatred to the valleys and deserts of Hijaz, and rending the townships of Arabia with their quarrels and bitterness. Ya Rasulullah.